Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Today, we discuss Miro. Today, I want to talk about the hellscape that is technical diagramming, right? Everybody's nodding their heads right now. And there is a potential solution that I want to share. There was one name that several people brought up. I did some digging, and it's kind of nuts how much this program Miro has for developers. I have to share this. It could potentially be a game changer for you. So my favorite part about Miro is that half the work is already done. Like right now, typically we spend hours starting diagrams from scratch, gathering information, you get buy-in from every team. That's a lot of work to do. But Miro has a full set of integrations with the tools you're probably already using. And they also offer open APIs and SDKs for custom solutions for all those niche diagramming use cases we have to do, right? So the end result is the same, but it doesn't take forever. It's a massive, massive time saver. I'm transforming basic flowcharts and network architectures, and it all lives in one place. So are you using Miro? Have you used it? I want to hear.
That's MIRO.com.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their Love at First Wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
The final word.
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 Do, 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 do.
Oh, that was nice. It's like a little like a Seinfeld break. You know, commercial, come back from commercial thing a little bit.
Yeah.
You're not happy with it.
I'm not happy with it. I'm
you
not
know,
happy
we'll
with it.
That. We'll workshop that all night till you get it right.
Totally. Welcome back to our podcast. Thank you so much for being here. We know you have so many options. We really appreciate you coming to this podcast every week. We appreciate you as a listener.
And we appreciate you bringing everyone you can. Whenever somebody leaves their phone around you, you should be subscribing them to this podcast.
We want to remind you about our upcoming show, October 23rd. Oh my goodness, the sexy liberals are back on, everybody. Go to sexyliberal.com so that you can get a pay-per-view ticket to our live show at the Barrymore in Wisconsin, October 23rd.
That's
it's
right.
Going to be off the fucking chain.
So that even if you're not in Madison, even if you can't physically be at the show, you can watch that shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You can be there. We can
you
be there
be
together.
There and
yes.
Enjoy it. We are very excited. All the sexy liberals will be there.
Yes.
We want to remind you also, go to the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Go to sexyliberal.com and sign up for all the podcasts.
Yes.
Show the world what you mean, what you're about.
Absolutely. We also want to thank everyone who is just an incredible, wonderful support of this podcast through Patreon. We really appreciate you. And if you're not currently a supporter of this podcast, guess what? You can become one. Go to patreon.com and sign up. And guess what you're going to get?
You'll get 3 micro idiots a week. What?
Yes.
That's our thank you.
Yes, it is. And it's a funny thank you,
and there
too.
Are hundreds of them now.
Yes.
So if you sign up today, guess what? You've got hundreds to listen to. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes they're 5 minutes. Sometimes they're 5 hours. You just don't know.
You just don't know.
It depends on the depth of the stupid.
That's right. That's right. We also want to invite you to go to cameo.com and pick up a specialized video from Frangela. It could be for your birthday, anniversary,
a pep talk.
Yes.
Give it as a gift.
Yes.
Whatever.
And join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. PST for Idiot of the Week live at Frangela Duo's Facebook page.
That's right. So you can watch us do it live and you're like a week ahead on the stupid, which is always helpful.
Yes. And always join us for Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show for the 3rd hour. And you know what that is?
That's the Black Power Hour.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is. It's where Stephanie Miller becomes Stephanie Mills without apology.
Without apology.
That's my new tag phrase. Without apology.
Well, let's get into this news, shall we?
I've had it.
Okay. I mean, let me tell you something. Before we start the podcast, there's always like 10 minutes of screaming.
Well, I can't with the news.
There's 10 minutes of screaming before we even get here, y'all.
Because
okay?
I'm irritated in so many things. First of all, I need to say this, Francis.
What?
And I know this is going to sound like a humble brag, and I don't mean it to. I mean it to sound like a full-on brag.
Please.
A well-considered, yeah, I'm saying we the shit brag.
Oh, we the shit.
When I tell you that our analysis as two Black comedians,
so
improvisers,
on fucking point.
So on point politically, I don't know what the Joint Chiefs are doing, but they should be consulting the final word.
Let me tell you something. I thought about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
did
you know what?
It
did occur to me. And I was like, you know what? I believe if they flew us to Af motherfucking Afghanistan the fuck now.
You're reading my mind.
We would have all this shit pulled together in 30
you
minutes.
You read my mind. With your Black mama and my bouncer.
Yes. Yes.
Let me tell you something. Like, hey. The street gotta get organized.
Totally.
This is a chaotic mess. You are clearly ISIS. Get the fuck out. You.
What's happening on my tarmac?
Come on, people.
I don't want no tarmac like this.
All I need to hear is take it off and land it.
Take it off and land it.
What? If I hear anything in, I better be hearing a take off or a landing at all times.
Where are my porta potties?
Seriously, people. And I'm going to tell you something. Our analysis of this situation has been spot on. We're, as far as I can tell, some of the only people going, where the hell is Ashraf Ghani?
That motherfucker.
I tell you where I think he is. I think he's co-chilling someplace with all the money he stole. And I think that the United States government has no interest in us finding him.
Well, you know
because
what?
Because they don't want to get into what happened to this administration.
Well, and nobody. I've seen nobody. nobody be like, where the fuck is he? Not from the government, not
from
president,
the reporters, nobody. And let me tell you something, we were right about this, and we will keep saying it. This isn't a failure of U.S. intelligence. It's a failure of a corrupt government that was being propped up for two decades.
That's right.
And the reality is, they made pre-deals to bounce.
That's
before the U.S. did. And Ashraf Ghani was sitting there going, oh, don't. Because literally, I do believe that the Biden administration, when they say, look, we asked a month ago if we should start getting people out, and the president and their administration said, don't start taking people out. It might trigger a panic. We don't want to trigger that, because they were busy panicking.
They were panicking.
They were like, don't. Ashraf was like, look, don't. I got to go back in the kitchen I'm going to get a drink of water. Goes in the kitchen, goes, keep packing, y'all, keep packing.
No,
don't do that. Don't pull people out yet.
The president fucking went out for a pack of cigarettes and never came back.
Children sitting there going, where's daddy? But daddy left.
Yes, been gone.
And all of the officers knew. The only people who didn't know were the foot soldiers. And one of them went, have y'all seen the general? I thought we were we going to have an advance today or something? What's going on? What the fuck are we doing? And they went in, and I know the Taliban went in and sent people in and said, look, we won't have to fire on you. You don't have to take a hit because your leaders are gone. And they were like, they are gone. What the fuck am I doing getting hurt? And they ran to the hills, those who could. And so it's that, to me, is the first thing.
Yeah, and now the Taliban is warning the United States not to extend troop withdrawal deadline.
Okay.
You better twist your lips into some fucking respect.
Let me explain something to you. Just because you tripped on a podium in the way to have a goddamn press conference doesn't mean you get to step like a boss.
That's right.
Okay, and this is the thing. I told Francis this the other day, and I believe this. As a improviser comedian, my analysis of the military situation is this. You know what I believe, friends? I'm like, watch what people do and watch what they say.
Yeah.
And there's never, when I hear people talking about, can we trust the Afghan, can we trust the Taliban? Can we trust this? What about this with the Taliban? I don't believe in faith-based policymaking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in faith-based foreign policy.
You see how far it's gotten us today.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't need to believe or not believe them. What I can tell you is what I see. And what I see is that what we may not have gone through our lessons yet over the last two decades, but the Taliban has.
That's right.
And what they realized is, yeah, we can make a caliphate all we want, but they're going to keep knocking it down and taking it away if we don't become a nation state.
Yeah.
And the way you become a nation state is you have to get other nation states to say you are one. So that's why they're doing things you've never seen them do before, like give some bullshit lip service to women's rights.
Yeah.
Like saying that, oh, we're not going to shoot anybody. And the fact is, they are letting people get to the airport. They're intimidating them. They're doing what they can to keep them from going without actually firing on them.
Yes.
They're beating them up here and there. They're doing that. But the reason is, if they can intimidate people out of trying, of course they're going to do that. But they are literally trying to do whatever they can to be as smooth as possible, because they want the U.S. out, and then they want to be able to negotiate with the rest of the world and trade.
Okay, also, can we just really just side note talk about, why is the head of the CIA having conversations with the Taliban?
Better yet, how the fuck do we know about it? Because that ain't very CIA-y.
No, it's not.
Which tells me they want us to know that.
That's right.
They want us to know that the head of the CIA is talking to the Taliban?
Yeah, well, instead of the State Department.
Well, I'm sure they are too, but it's significant. Like, we really shouldn't know that. And I don't mean to say this about our reporters, but I'm going to say this. I don't think they got it like that. I don't think that they tripped up on some information that was hard to get. That, for some reason, got leaked. I think it's their way of telling people, don't worry, we are in communication with these people. But the State Department is, and all that, that's too upfront. That's too, we already recognize you as a nation state. People, mm-hmm. There's been some pushback on that.
Yeah.
On generals saying they're talking to the Taliban. People are sort of letting it go a little bit, but there has been some pushback, I think, so. That's what I hear. What I hear is, these are the appropriate channels, the background dirty ones. The dirty back alley ones. Those are the appropriate people to talk to these people. But the reality of the situation is, I don't think this deadline bullshit, it's next week. Well, you know, they're getting out, and I love that they've been getting out. They got out like something like 4,000 more people than they said we could yesterday.
Right.
So it's like, and this is what I do. One of the things I have noticed about the Biden administration is they like to underpromise.
Yes, they do.
And I think that that is a good strategy, because they can then over deliver. But people keep wanting to hear exact numbers, and I think they're missing the real story. The real story to me is, where is the Afghan government? Where is President Ashraf Ghani?
Yeah.
What did they do? What's complicit? What's the deal with the money in Afghanistan? And also, I was telling Francis when we got here, listening to Chuck Todd, who I hate. And he had a woman on who I didn't catch her name. I was mid into the interview, but she's a representative, and she's a Democratic representative on the Foreign Affairs Intel Committee. And she said, Chuck Todd asked her, do you think we have any leverage against the Taliban? And she said, I absolutely do. We do have leverage because most of the Afghanistan's holdings, government, most of their money is in other countries. And in fact, the lion's share of that is in the United States, in United States banks. And then he just kind of went on. And I went, wait, hold up. Did she just say that United States banks control most of the financial assets of the government that just ran in Afghanistan? And that in the way that this that she said it suggested that then this Taliban so-called government, which, by the way, no election, they aren't, what this is a hostile terrorist organization takeover, that they would somehow get that account.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you, I mug you, but now I have access to your bank account.
Yes. Yeah.
And she just said it, and Chuck Dodd didn't go, wait a minute, are you saying that the U.S. government might use pressure on U.S. banks to control the Taliban? Like, to me, that's...
Yeah.
That's a significant story. Nobody's, like, I was like, okay, is that what they're using to negotiate? Is that why the head of the CIA is there? To say to them, hey, I got your ATM card right here. I can give you that code.
Right.
But.
Right. Well, and then, so we're watching this situation. Also, British media has reported that the Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to request an extension. And I think that if they do it in with other countries doing it, it might look better, feel better for the Taliban.
How much you want to bet this how that happened? Okay, you be Boris, I'm gonna be Biden. Mm-hmm.
Bring.
Hey, Boris. This is Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. What's happening?
Good. Love your hair, by the way.
Oh,
look,
thanks.
Could you do it? Yeah, I can tell. It's nice. it's like a duck caught in a windstorm. It's very
thank
nice.
You. That's what I'm going for.
It's very good. Hey, dude. Could you and like I don't know if you can talk to Macron because you know the French are spiky. But if you could you get you and maybe whoever else you can bring along with you go ask the Taliban for an extension on that deadline, please.
Oh man.
I would really appreciate it. Now y'all gonna have some problems with your getting out of the European Union, and maybe we could be helpful.
Okay, you know what? I guess so, Joe. You new and shit.
Sorry about that last 4 years thing. We're really, really sorry about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, really? Because you don't hear peep out of these other countries.
No.
And now suddenly they're like, can we get an extension? I'm like, they don't. And because this is the thing. Our forces, the United States forces, are the ones securing the airport.
That's right.
So they can't get their people out
either.
If we go.
That's right.
So they have a vested interest in that. Plus, it is better if it's not us. We can't ask the Taliban for things because we aren't supposed to be talking to them
that way. That's right.
And as much as we got, I see right now is them trying to give everybody just like, look, focus. And I do agree with this. We've got to get everybody out of there that we can get out of there.
Yep. Well, also, Pelosi has 10
Ooh.
Democratic holdouts
Ooh.
On the budget and infrastructure bills.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'll say it again.
Ooh.
Whose side are you on?
I'm going to tell you, Stephanie Miller said it best. Mama said it best a week or two ago. She said, you know what sentence never ends well? Fill in the blank. Fought with Nancy Pelosi.
That's right.
Tried to step to Nancy Pelosi. Let me explain something to you, you so-called moderates. Get the fuck out the way.
Yep. The House on Monday postponed a planned vote on advancing a $3.5 trillion spending proposal that is a key part of President Biden's economic agenda. First, let me stop right now. We are talking about the back channel talk right now is that Democrats are afraid of losing the House and the Senate in 2022.
They will, because they're not protecting our vote. But
exactly. So. Get this shit done.
I don't think that they, and here's the problem. We're well beyond, party platforms are no longer necessary when one of the platforms is we're Nazis.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, if there are truly people out here going, well, you know what? Of course I can't vote for, you know, Trump if he runs again or whatever, but I don't know about the Democratic infrastructure bill. I don't think that's the question right now.
Right.
I want an infrastructure bill. Yeah, we need it. But you know what we really need? None of this money will go anywhere. They can pass all of this shit. But if in 2022, we lose the House and the Senate, none of this will happen.
Yeah.
They spent the entire Trump administration from day one literally trying to undo everything Obama did.
Absolutely.
That was all that and judges.
Yep.
And if you think for 1 minute, the most important thing here is what I need to hear is people are holding out to get the voting rights vote. Because that is the thing that, in my view, is going to make all of the difference. Everything else hinges on that.
Yep. The House committee is investigating the Capitol riot plans to seek phone records from the day in question, including from members of Congress.
Ooh,
that was so delicious.
Ooh, and
like,
I'm
going to tell you something. That news made my nipples hard.
That was not necessary.
Yo, yes, it was.
And
that was the cleanest way I could say that.
Okay, then thank you. Because you're right. You could have said a lot worse. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I just had this vision of Marjorie Taylor Greene madly, furiously, her thumbs moving, illiterate thumbs moving furiously across her phone, trying to Google, how quickly can you wipe your phone call record?
Totally.
Can you? Because we all know. First of all, she did tell people where Pelosi was. Wasn't it her? Please don't get me. If I got that wrong,
sure.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
But was giving away locations of people that day. I think that what we will find is absolutely these people coordinated.
Absolutely. You know? Can't wait. Can't wait to find out. Also,
okay.
Proud Boy Henry Tarrio, or Enrique, the leader of the far-right Proud Boys, was sentenced Monday to more than 5 months in jail after admitting to burning a Black Lives Matter banner and attempting to possess a high-capacity ammunition magazine in Washington, D.C., where they are illegal. He didn't go to jail for burning a Black Lives Matter banner.
He went for the fucking gun.
Went for the fucking
gun. And
I've
never heard no Black person getting months.
Mm-hmm.
We do months?
Right.
Like, I mean, please tell me it doesn't say that in this article, that has something to do with time served or something, because I'm like, months? Whatever.
Yeah.
But, here's the thing, and what Francis is, I don't think we've ever talked about Enrique, have we?
No, we haven't talked about Enrique.
Okay, first of all, if anybody knows, I'd like to talk to Mama Tarrio. Because I want to understand what went wrong in this household. Because let me tell you what I don't think Enrique Tarrio is. Hmm. What I don't think he is a WASP.
No, he's not. Not on any level.
I'm trying to understand how his tap dancing, biscuit making ass ended up being the leader of an alt-right white supremacist organization.
Yep. The self-hate. That's how. That is the level of self-hate he has. To rise to that level.
So apparently on his social media, he said that he was damn proud of burning the flag. But then when he was in front of a judge, that pride turned into severe sadness. I believe. Remember, he said, "Where do you have it in here?
Here it is right here.
Here it is. The judge said.
Yes.
Okay, so he gave this apology. And to the Superior Court, he's like, look, he said, I made a grave mistake by burning that banner. This is a quote. I profoundly apologize. I didn't see the consequences of what I did. And the judge, Superior Court Judge Harold Cushenberg, said, Tarrio, quote, did not credibly express genuine remorse. Nobody bought that bullshit.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the holidays are here and finding the perfect gift is tricky, right? Omaha Steaks makes it so easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Everyone I've sent this to goes crazy. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. You not only save over 50%, but you get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free. These are the best burgers, period. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship right away. Avoid the holiday shipping hustle and bustle and order the perfect gift package today at OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget you get those 8 free burgers when you enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, 100% guaranteed. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of food you get. Everybody is just bowled over when they get this Omaha Steaks gift package. The best steaks, the best burgers, the best chicken, you name it. How about those caramel apple tartlets? Everything is incredible. OmahaSteaks.com. But don't forget that keyword is Stephanie in the search bar. OmahaSteaks.com. Do it now.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. That sounds like you every morning. You're not alone.
Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. Until now.
Introducing the new Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix.
Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids.
Woo! Not only Susan, folks, we use it and love it.
Daily.
Daily. Let me tell you something. My husband does not leave the house without it.
No. He will cover his eyes and run right back into the bathroom.
Yes, he will.
I've seen him do it.
Yes, he will. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. We guarantee it.
Order now and get 50% off all Genucel packages for summer. Go to lovegenucel.com/Stephanie.
Again, that's lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. lovegenucel.com/Stephanie.
We're putting the band back together.
Sexy Liberal is in person again, this time in Madison.
Okay, fine. Madison it is.
At the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. All four cast members will be on stage performing together.
We're going into Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Can I just go with Bunker Bitch? How many times did you actually f*** your diaper in your little bunker?
John Fugelsang.
What a pleasure it is to be in a room full of so many atheists doing the Lord's work.
Comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all are some sexy liberals.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks.
I got kicked out of the South for thinking too much.
All live and in person at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on October 23rd. But if you can't get to Wisconsin in October, the show will also be simulcast live via pay-per-view on MeatHook. Come see the show live or stay at home and watch in the comfort of your living room. A limited number of post-show meet and grope tickets will be available at the Barrymore show.
And please, all attendees need to be vaccinated to attend the live show.
October 23rd at the Barrymore in Madison. Sexy Liberal returns.
Welcome back. Arizona GOP election audit delayed.
Whatever.
After Cyber Ninja's COVID infections. Nothing better could have happened to these people.
Well, but this is the thing. I guess there's four or five of them, but maybe there are three that are... It's just bullshit. This whole thing. What I love, I have to say, about the whole bullshit fraud it and using the Cyber Ninjas is I don't remember how much they got paid. I believe we've seen some numbers around that.
Yeah.
But they just paid, unfortunately, taxpayer money, a significant amount of money to these people. And they can't even steal competently.
No.
Like, you're faking up the information. Why couldn't you fake up your report? Like,
well,
Wikipedia that shit.
Like, you know why they can't? You know why they can't fake up the report? Because now, you know, we have Dominion suing. You can't, well, here's the thing. The crazy people that you are creating this fallacy for can't protect you legally. That's the problem.
Because and I'm like, why aren't they issuing the report?
We got a cold.
And now let me guess, next week their grandmas all died.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
The week after that, their computer broke and they won't print.
The five-person audit team have, quote, tested positive for COVID-19 and are, quote, quite sick. We shall see.
Yeah, the reality is we need to put a stop to this. I don't understand how we have a voting system where anybody has the ability to take actual ballots and do fucking anything.
Well,
like, I that's got to stop.
Well, and here's the problem over and over and over again. We don't have any voting protections.
No.
And these people, Republicans, can go in these states and take machines, ballots, do whatever they want. However they feel. We're in a brave new world. Someplace
different.
I wish
we would get to show up to this fight because the reality is it really doesn't matter what else we want to get done. We will lose in 2022 because they are making sure of it.
Yep.
Not because people didn't vote. I believe there'll be a record turnout.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting a little sick of MSNBC and the mainstream media being so focused on the governor, the gubernatorial situation in New York. When California, we have a recall on where our governor, Gavin Newsom, was voted in by over 60-some% of the, I want to say it's between 63% and 67% of the vote went to him.
Yeah.
That's an overwhelming mandate and majority, right? And now he could be recalled.
Yep.
With
because
less
they
than,
feel like
with
it.
with this less than like 10% or something of the vote, like and that's why we ended up with fucking Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
and this is 1,000 times worse. And when I look at the people who they say
Larry Elder,
who is just abysmally disgusting.
Yeah,
I can't. It's it is a much bigger deal, and it really does deserve to be getting more attention. And we need, if you're in California, you know people in California, everybody has to fucking vote. They mailed all of our ballots, yep. Okay? So they couldn't have made it easier.
And
vote no and nothing on two.
That's right. Just
no
just
and
no.
Nothing on two.
Just no.
Just do it. Do it now. Do it often. If you can donate to that campaign, do it. But that cannot be allowed to happen. And the thing is, it can happen.
Yep.
It has happened.
Yep. FDA granted full approval of the Pfizer vaccine. Thank goodness. Not that it's going to move the people who need to be moved.
But now we can get rid of that lie.
That's what we can get.
I'm waiting because it's a non-emergent, you know, for it to be fully vaccinated. No, what you are is a white supremacist who believes that. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't anymore with this.
Yep. The Pentagon will require all military personnel to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah.
And New York City will require all public school teachers and staff to get vaccinated, as it should be all across the nation. If you are dealing with children, and this is what's really important. If you're dealing with children and you're dealing with who then go home to the public, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be able to get infected or infect them.
No, and I'm going to tell you the people that really piss me off and disgust me, the people working in long care facilities
mm-hmm.
and people working with the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
they have been that community has been the hardest hit by this virus. And they're continuing, and their vaccination rates lag far beyond.
There's like 30%
behind everybody else's.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely inexcusable. And I approve of the sticks that they added, the teeth that the Biden administration added by saying, you know, if you aren't vaccinated employees, then you won't get money for Medicaid. You won't get that money to your facility because... I'm done. And now you do see more stories about our anger, and our frustration. But what I want more than that is, why the fuck is it that when it's black people, it's ignorance, and when it's white people, we need to really listen,
understand
and talk them into shit? No, we don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretend
absolutely.
They're black and tell them they got to do it or they'll go to jail. Like, I don't know.
Well, a group of South Florida doctors staged a demonstration amid a surge of unvaccinated COVID patients. A group of around 75 South Florida doctors staged a demonstration to draw attention to the number of unvaccinated COVID-19 patients flooding their hospitals in Palm Beach County. Well, you got doctors.
Yeah.
And there was just a piece recently in the LA Times talking about doctors are beginning to lose their compassion for their patients. And that is a significant difference.
Well, there's a real question here about whether or not, you know, this so-called compassion for patients thing, I think what's more interesting to me is the discussion of they have an oath, right?
Yes.
But I think there does come a point where you go, in this situation, we've used smoking and other things as a metaphor, but that's not a great metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that hundreds of thousands, over 600,000 people have died. More are dying. This is a worldwide epidemic. The choice to not get vaccinated, if you can get vaccinated, and there's some people who really can't.
Yep.
Very few, but there are. If you are making the choice because you think it's an expression of your freedom or because you, I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
And I think that there does come a point where we go, look, you have to do this because it's for everyone else. That's why we have speed limits.
Yep. The frustrated doctors want people to, quote, ignore the nonsense and the absurdities that you're hearing people say at public meetings and recognize the value of what a vaccine will do. Oh, you know who I blame? I blame the internet.
No, I blame Trump first.
I blame Trump too, but I blame the internet because I think that what has happened is that people think that they can do, quote unquote, research.
But
here's the thing.
What they mean is something came up on my Facebook page that said this pig tranquilizer, what is the horse paste?
Yes.
That's so I'm going to do that. So let me get this straight. When you hear something that is also not approved by the FDA for that, but it comes from a crazy person.
Your cousin.
Then that's something you follow. Because at the end of the day, like we keep saying, this isn't about actual information. What it's about is Donald Trump, as he does often, he just stands in front. He has no platform.
No.
He stands from the audience and whatever gets a reaction, he leans into. And people reacted to the mask thing, so he went with it.
Yeah.
And people reacted to the... And then because of his own ego, he can't admit to getting sick. So when he got COVID, he had to say, I had good genes. And he didn't want anybody to know how sick he was.
Yep.
And he tried to hide it. Now when he says... He goes in front of his little bullshit rally, lynch mob, and says, hey, go get the vaccine. They react. They boo. And then he's like, well, do or don't, you know, it's your freedom, because he backed up off of it. And people like his, you know, Frankenstein's out of his control. It's like it was never in his control. What he tapped into was white supremacy. What he tapped into is the basest, most disgusting, bile-filled parts of this country.
Yep.
And people who have attached themselves to that idea, that is what they are protecting. And so when I see people up here talking about, well, it's not safe or this, no. At the end of the day, you think this is a brown people disease and that you have superior genetics and you're not going to get it.
Yep.
And that's what this is about. And I've seen one person said it on Chris Hayes on Monday. One doctor, he was like, look, we can't, that's what we're battling. And it's like, thank you.
Yep.
These ideas, I'm not connecting disparate things. That's what this is about.
And that is our final word. And now it's time for emails. Time to go get your emails.
Well, thank you for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate hearing from you. It's lovely.
This is from Margaret S. Thank you so much. She says, dearest Frangela, I would like to see a live broadcast. We were talking about the Idiot of the Week live broadcast. We were asking everybody, when would you like to see this? She said, I would like to see a live broadcast on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific. It is a very specific time, but follow me on this. There is a reason. Hal Sparks has his own show on weekdays at 3 p.m. On Thursday, he begins an hour later. If you have your show in that hour gap, you will have a ready audience who are already familiar with you and who are already trained to show up on time. If you add Twitch as a platform, which we're looking to do, you can raid Hal's show at the end of your show and dump all your viewers on him.
Don't tell him. No, he would be happy to
yes.
help.
I'm not saying that this should be your permanent time, but it would give you a solid start to experiment with formats and platforms. Best wishes, Margaret S. Thank you, Margaret.
Margaret's awesome. This is from Twitter at AquaJaws. It's Joe W. We love you. He was writing to us and he said, likewise. I think it was like, we like you rock. And he was like, likewise. Hoping y'all get back to live Sexy Liberal soon. We are
yes.
October 23rd. And there's a stop in ATL on the next set of shows. We're, you know, I would love, we haven't done Atlanta yet.
We haven't done the South.
They may have done it
yeah,
before.
Yeah, we haven't done the South.
You know,
yeah.
But I would really like to. But he says, y'all are going to have a layover here at some point anyways. Might as well have a show. And it's absolutely true. I want to thank you and remind you, go to sexyliberal.com to get your tickets.
Yes.
And get for the pay-per-view if you can't make the live show.
Yes. And now it's time for Resistance Wrap-Up. Here's an opportunity to take an actionable thing to do to help the women of Afghanistan. It's the biggest fear that I have, you know, I think we all kind of have, is for the women there and children, you know. And I mean, it was beautiful to hear about the robotics team getting
yeah.
out and the help. But, you know, I every day when I'm looking at these stories, I'm thinking about the women who are shuttered in their homes
and
frightened
calls
to death.
Being told, we're coming for you.
Yes. So there's an organization called Women for Afghan Women, WAW, is the largest women's organization in Afghanistan, with over 850 local Afghan staff working tirelessly to provide support services to women, children, and families. Working with strategic partners and local stakeholders, WAW's ultimate goal in Afghanistan is to transform norms of violence and oppression that into that of peace and equality.
Definitely check that out.
So you can go to womenforafghanwomen.org to find out how you can contribute, donate, and make sure that these women get taken care of. Please.
Please do that.
Please, please, please. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
Okay, here's how Miro works. See, it's amazing.
What's everyone doing at David's desk? Ever since marketing started using Miro's collaborative online whiteboard, he thinks all our other teams should sign up. Why? He says Miro's making his meetings disappear. And if every team gets on it, that means even less meetings. They're using Miro for brainstorms, mind maps, customer research.
So could we use Miro instead of having another 100 meetings for every round of feedback?
Yep. You can comment, react to ideas, even leave a recording on the board.
And what about presentations?
There are Miro templates for that.
How do you know so much about Miro?
I've actually been using it all along. I just used a Miro board to plan the best vacation.
Okay, I'm on board.
See how Miro users save up to 80 hours every year by meeting less and doing more. Get on board at Miro.com with 3 boards free forever. That's Miro.com.